Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Spring 2019 Career Fair at Mercy College in Dobbs Ferry, New York. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life, science. Well, you can hear that already the career fair is well underway, and there are a lot of people here. A lot of people looking for work, a lot of students from the college, and fantastic opportunities for them because there's all different types of places of work here, companies, Westchester-based, some even bigger than that, and some big names, everything from real estate to banking to communications. And on that note, I would like to introduce to you Jay Zallinger. He's the Assistant Professor of Communications Studies here at Mercy College and also the Program Director. Hi, thanks so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is, it's an exciting, there's a real great energy in this room.
There is. There's a buzz. You can feel it. And I'm so happy to see so many students here walking around, introducing themselves, talking to prospective employers for jobs and internships. You know, it's nice. I like to come here and watch this.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like a nice, like, you know, they're in class, they work so hard, and it's nice to see them sort of get to this point where they're, you know, being professional them, right?
Yes. So is this open for the younger underclassmen, or is it mostly for seniors, people getting ready to graduate, or people looking for internships? What exactly are they hoping to garner from today's event?
Well, I'm fairly certain that it's open to all. But you're going to see probably mostly juniors and seniors, and some sophomores probably. You know, the freshmen and sophomores probably looking for internship opportunities for the summer.
Yes.
And then you'll see the juniors and seniors are really looking for that, you know,
yes,
if not an internship, that first entry-level position to start off.
Absolutely. And I can see from this that there are really, truly a lot of really good companies represented here. It is, looks like there's a lot of opportunity. So you're the communications professor and the program director of communications. So what is it that do you teach your students how to make it in the career field of communications, like what we're doing here with Westchester Talk Radio?
Well, so communication studies is a very, very broad field. And in our here at Mercy, we have communication studies, which is what I am I'm the head of that program. We also have a media studies program, which is actually more in line with what you guys are doing. We have where they do media, TV, and radio production.
Yes.
So students can learn that.
Mm-hmm.
My department is a hodgepodge of all kinds of really fascinating things. So we have comm studies. You can also do a specialization in public relations. There's media studies, which is production, more production based. We have a design and animation program, and we also have a music technology and recording program. So we have all kinds of different things, and you know, students, there's all kinds of opportunities here, and it's so great to see. I think they had something like 60 employers, I believe,
yeah,
are here.
Yeah, it's really robust and a lot of exciting. And in media, we've got RNN, the radio or TV station over here, and well, we're here, of course, Westchester
yeah.
Talk Radio,
yeah,
which is a digital platform on an app, also online, and it's like, you know, rolling radio. We kind of go with the flow here.
It's fantastic.
And it's really the new media of the new age. So I'm so happy that you're here representing your students, that you look very much like you want to encourage to go out and do their very best. And what would you give just one piece of advice for anybody looking for maybe a job in communications?
Well, it, you know, the first thing I would say, I guess, to a student, show up. the Career Fair is such an incredible resource. And, you know, a lot of our students at Mercy, we have really smart, really gritty students, and they work a lot. And I tell them, even if you're working, even if you have that, you know, that part-time job, ask whoever it is, say, look, I need an hour, I have to go to the Career Fair. You know, this is really what it's all about, right? So that's the step one. Before I get to anything else, it's just make the time, prepare yourself, do some research, choose a couple companies, and get ready and go and talk to them, and don't be afraid, because
right,
they didn't show up to just for fun. They're here to look for people to hire, you know, so go
it's
and embrace it.
It's a great exercise. It's a great exercise for them to just get in front of people that are looking for prospective new employees, and it's really a grand opportunity for that. So thank you so much, Jay Zallinger.
Thank you.
The best. Enjoy the rest of the career fair today, and I appreciate you kicking us off today.
All right, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you as well. And once again, we're here at Mercy College in the Rotunda. That's the building. It's a round building. Beautiful. Looks like it may have been a chapel at some point, but there are a lot of companies represented here giving young people a leg up or something like that to get into the workforce. This is a perfect opportunity today. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Spring 2019 Career Fair at Mercy College. Well, we're being brought to you by Shark Creative and produced by Shark Creative, and brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Facelifts Remodeling featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, today's career fair, a lot of it is taking place as a result of the hard work of a woman named Julia Wexler. She's the Director of Employer Relationships at Mercy College. Thanks so much for being here today.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you all are here today.
Yes, it's exciting. I just got this feeling of remembering what it was like to be in college and getting all geared up to try to, you know, what are we going to do to get out there? And then career fairs, I always loved them. I think they're the most amazing opportunities for young people. So you bring the companies to the table for the fair today?
Literally, the companies with their tables. So I was a Wall Street recruiter for 2.5 decades, which I think differentiates the program here at Mercy. I have not grown up in academics. I grew up in recruiting.
Yes.
And it was my pleasure to then join Mercy College, where I realized I can make such a difference with students who aren't yet sure what they want to do in their career and how to get there.
Right.
And how to move their resume from the stack where everyone is competing for the same top jobs with the same top employers.
Yes.
And we've had an incredible success rate, 400 plus internships and jobs.
Fantastic.
Just in the past 2 years.
From our ER team. Yes. So you have to literally find the companies, which a lot of them, I mean, there's some big names here, Chase, and there are media companies here, there are pharmaceutical companies there. So you really have the gamut. You want to obviously expose the kids to as many different types of opportunities, perhaps, not just all one
yes.
line
well,
of thinking.
Listen, in this day and age, college is expensive. Parents are paying tuition, and it used to be you go to college to open your mind, take liberal arts, just do a lot of thinking. Unfortunately, the economics don't allow that, and so your ROI on what you are paying for college translates directly for families into what are the jobs that my student, child, is going to be exposed to as an intern while they're an undergrad, and most importantly, then positioned for as a full-time student. And we have JPMorgan Chase here, we have IBM here, we have Regeneron here. These are examples of the more than 400 internships and job conversions that Mercy students have been able to land because we're embedding career in curriculum. believe that it's everyone's job on campus to help prepare our students for the work world, and it's working.
Absolutely, it is. And more so than ever, it's necessary. Just as you said, kids have to come out with a sense of already being able to be part of the workforce instead of maybe floundering for a few years and trying to figure out what they're going to do. It's really great. But the thing about Westchester County, we're so fortunate. I mean, look at the companies that are available here. And that's also, we have the smaller mom and pop, but DeChico's, for example, family-owned business,
yes.
Westchester-based. These are the types of things that will really give these students here an opportunity to really connect with people at the ground level and be able to possibly get them a job this summer even.
It's truly about building skills. So DeChico's, in their marketing department, will help with students learning to help them with their social media and their branding. Con Edison is here with students with strong Excel skills. So what do we do then? Mercy's small, and one of the benefits of that is when Sarah and I go out as the ER team, we can say, oh, guess what? We need data analytics, and we've created it.
Right.
We need Excel certification. Boom, hit the ground running so
yes.
that when students graduate, employers aren't babysitting and hoping that they actually have some skills, but they hit the ground running and they can compete more effectively because they've learned as interns and incorporated the skills that employers need.
Absolutely. And you were right on about Mercy being a smaller college. You're able to give that broader attention to the students, and I just think that must be really great for them. That must be one of the reasons they chose to come here and to begin with.
I'm not sure they know until they get here what they truly are getting, but we have, packed counselors that help them every step of the way, and we have career coaches, who
yes.
give them the kind of career coaching that I gave to senior-level executives, one-on-one. This is how you respond to an email. This is what happens when they don't respond. This is what happens when you don't hear back. This is the kind of resume
right.
format you need.
So
this
important.
Is the behavior in an interview. How do you follow up on an email? Mm-hmm. All of those things are very important navigation techniques.
100%. Very exciting stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Already. I know. How many more hours is the career fair going on for today?
Another 90 minutes.
Another 90 minutes. So they better get in and out and be on their game.
Yes, we're excited.
Yes. Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank
Julia
you.
Wexler,
I'm glad
who is,
here.
Again, the Director of Employer Relations at Mercy College. What a great opportunity for young people today. It's a great time for the 2019 Career Fair here at Mercy. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Spring 2019 Career Fair at Mercy College. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated. Their last name is the first name in landscape, Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansions. So happy to be here today for this career fair that is really in full swing at the moment, and I'm happy to be speaking with Debbie Akins. She's the Director of Internship for Social and Behavioral Sciences, and I know you have another title as well. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Director of CASAC Program as well, which is a substance abuse certification that kind of goes hand in hand with the internship program. program.
I see. Okay, so now I know that a lot of students, the younger students, seem to be in looking for internships, the older ones looking for potential employment. So how do you guide the young people, and what do you think that they're going to be able to actually get some internships from this fair today?
Oh, absolutely. They can register for any one of the internship programs in psychology, sociology, behavioral sciences, or criminal justice.
Oh, my.
And they are guided through the entire process in terms of any introductory or legal letters that they require. They're guided in terms of securing internships. And also, we have internship grants available that they can apply for, and they can earn an additional $1,500, which always helps, because a lot of times the concern for students is, well, how do I go to school? How do I work? I have to work. So the extra money comes in handy.
Absolutely.
To support their process.
With even transportation. You have to get
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yes.
But that's exciting. And I was speaking before with Julia Wexler. What we're so fortunate about Westchester County, I mean, this is just, we have a plethora of businesses, both small family owned, large, huge Fortune 500 corporations, and so much. There really is a lot of opportunity for kids, but they need guidance.
Absolutely.
And I know that when I was their age, I didn't really know how to go through the ropes.
Yeah.
So that's where you come in.
Absolutely.
And so you work directly for Mercy College here, Debbie?
Yes, I do.
You do? Yes. Okay.
For the Department of Social and Behavioral Sciences. And in relation to the question that you had asked before, just to expound upon that a little bit, most of the students we're advertising in terms of getting practical experience.
Yes.
You know, working directly at these agencies. Hopefully, this is an excellent resource as well, even establishing new relationships where they can go get the practical experience they need and earn college credits.
Absolutely.
They can earn up to 6 college credits.
Oh, see,
so
that's right.
So that's a part of their core as well. So these credits are going towards their major. So it's like killing many stones at one time.
Yes,
in terms
absolutely.
Of getting the experience and earning college credits.
Yes.
Towards their degree.
That's wonderful. And even today, we've already had some students walk up to us, offer their resumes. It's even that in itself, the exercise of putting on a suit or a nice outfit and presenting your resume to somebody, looking them in the eye, all of these so valuable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty impressive. I'm very proud of our students. We are coordinating with Career Services now, which has been an excellent collaboration. And that's one of the things that they teach in terms of presentation and how important it is, mm-hmm. in terms of how you present yourself, having the proper resume, etc.
Yes.
Because that's kind of like your calling card. And it makes
Absolutely.
Such a big difference in terms of
Absolutely.
That first impression.
Absolutely. Very exciting stuff. Thank you so much. Debbie Akins, once again, Director of Internship for Social and Behavioral Sciences and so much more here at Mercy College, where we are in full swing at the Career Fair 2019. And lots going on and lots of young people with prospective new opportunities. It's very exciting. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live today from the Rotunda at Mercy College for the 2019 Spring Career Fair. Very exciting. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson and Accorda Therapeutics. My guest right now is Shannon Hargrove. She's the Director of Career Education and Operations at Mercy. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is certainly a big day for somebody with your title.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I'm sure a lot has gone into planning this career fair. And so do you have one a year, two a year? How many do you have?
A career fair of this size, we do one a year in the spring, but there'll be smaller recruitment events throughout the fall and spring.
I see. Mm-hmm. So what exactly are you doing in career education, and how are you preparing students for getting work, per se?
Mm-hmm.
Explain a little bit.
Sure. Our role is to, or I supervise our staff that work directly with students to help them prepare for today, to be ready to talk about themselves, deliver their elevator pitch, have their resumes ready to hand to employers, to have the skills to follow up with these employers after today, anything in that realm. And we do that through workshops, networking events, recruitment events, and one-on-one consultation.
That's fantastic. It really is so important. It means so much. They need to know how to interact. I mean, sometimes that's as important as the education itself and knowing how to do something is how to interact socially in settings and stuff. And it's so interesting when you do see different interns, and you can see the ones that have been prepared. And we've even seen some here today. They're eager to get there in their suits. They're passing out their resumes, and it's exciting. It really is very exciting. And this is just like no other career fair. I mean, being in Westchester County is such a... It's just an incredible opportunity, because there's everything from small mom and pops to big, huge corporations that are nationwide. So, and all of it looks like it's represented here today. How many different companies are here?
We have 60 employers here today.
And 60?
Wow. Yes. And that's our capacity for this space. And so we're very excited that we have employers who are very excited to meet Mercy students and to recruit them. And they do represent many industries. As you know, we have 90 programs at Mercy College, so we're always trying to make sure we have that representation in terms of the employers we bring to campus as well.
Yes, so you have medical and you have financial. Mm-hmm. I even saw the Peace Corps here.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, many, many majors, as you mentioned. So in the behavioral sciences, the health sciences, business, liberal arts, across the gamut.
That is really exciting. Well, thank you so much, Shannon Hargrove, Director of Career Education and Operations here. I can tell already that this is a grand success today, and thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's great to be here today, and also represented beautifully at our table here, we have Edible Arrangements of Eastchester, the beautiful bouquet, edible bouquet, and the beautiful flowers from Joseph Richard Florals, also just making our table that much more beautiful today. I'm Laura Smith at the 2019 Career Fair in Mercy College.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lipolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lipolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lipolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lipolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lipolis Electric, 738-3550, or click lipolaselectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Rotunda, which is this round circular building in Mercy College for their 2019 Spring Career Fair. Well, we are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. My guest right now is Karen Mertzel. She's the Director of Talent and Learning at Mercy College. Hi, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What exactly does that talent and learning, it kind of, it sounds interesting.
It is interesting. I am responsible for all of the people at my organization and helping them develop and grow to their potential when it comes to performance, learning, and development.
For the student here? Is it for
no.
the students?
Actually, any employee who comes to work at Cornell University Veterinary Specialist.
Oh, so that's right. I'm sorry. So yeah, okay. Explain that again. So you're with Cornell?
Cornell University Veterinary Specialist, which is
wow.
a veterinary practice affiliated with Cornell University in Ithaca. And I am charged with helping to grow and develop all of our employees.
I see. So, first of all, to become a veterinarian, I heard, is almost as complex as becoming a doctor. Is that true?
Certainly, if you ask a veterinarian, they will say, absolutely, yes.
How many years of education does one need to become a vet?
Many. Besides your undergraduate degree, you then need to go to vet school. And then if you choose to become a specialist, you need to complete an extra residency.
Wow. So that's incredible. But up in Ithaca mm-hmm. is where you have it's Cornell University sort of,
mm-hmm.
so are they recruiting people from Cornell necessarily, or is it from anywhere? I'm assuming since you're here, it's trying to recruit students from other colleges.
So we're actually located in Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh,
so
okay.
we recruit everywhere because we want the best talent so that we can deliver exceptional medicine. So
yes.
While we are affiliated with Cornell University in Ithaca, we generally pull from the tri-state area.
Okay, gotcha. And you're located, and now it's a veterinary practice.
Yes, so we have an emergency room that's operating 24/7
oh,
for
really?
Acute illness for your cats and dogs. And we also have a specialty practice. So just like you would go to a human specialist, like a dermatologist or a dentist
mm-hmm.
or an oncologist,
mm-hmm.
we have the same for animal care.
That's great to know. You know, and the 24-hour service for pets is really important. I've had to use that a couple of times myself. And it's really just a wonderful thing. And it sounds like your place is especially really something that is quite good.
It is.
Yeah.
We love it, and we love animals, and we're happy to be here.
And love people who like working with animals.
Absolutely. If you're passionate about animal health and you want to deliver the best medicine possible, then you're a fit for us.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Thank you so much, Karen Mertzel, Director of Talent and Learning at Cornell's program. Thank you so much, and the veterinarian program. Thank you very much. And yes, I'm sure you might find a prospective surgeon.
So. We're hoping.
Maybe. All right. Thank you so much. It's great to be here at the 2019 Career Fair at Mercy College. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the 2019 Career Fair at Mercy College. We're in the Rotunda, and we're being produced by Shark Creative today. And we're also brought to you in part by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, here we are with this incredible career fair that's going on. I mean, it is very, very well attended. There are over 60 companies that are represented here today to try to match up prospective students who will be either interns or new employees for some of these businesses. So it's really exciting that Mercy College does this every year. My guest right now is Dr. Julia Zavala. She is an assistant professor in the psychology department here at Mercy College. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what is your reason for being involved with the career fair today, being that you're in the psychology department? What is it that, what are you doing, helping to facilitate something here?
So I am working with a group of faculty, and we are on the internship committee in the School of Social and Behavioral Sciences,
yes,
in which psychology is the department under that. And we are trying to promote internship for credit.
For credit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Where students can register for the internship course, get credit for it, gain the experience from their internship. And also, in addition to that, we are also promoting the internship grant that Mercy College is offering students.
Yes, I heard, which is it's a stipend of $1,500, correct?
Yes, it is.
That must be extremely helpful.
Absolutely.
For the young people that are trying to, you know, make something happen in their lives while being students at the same time. It's a big juggle, I'm sure. So what potential types of businesses or internships would be available for somebody who is a student of behavioral science? How do you connect the dots from behavioral sciences to an actual prospective job? What kind of work would they be connected with?
So students can work in various fields in the behavioral science, under the behavioral sciences. One in particular could be research. They could work at a hospital and gain the research experience, work under a doctor, work under researchers who are doing research in, let's say, early child development. Mm-hmm. So that's an option. They could also work under at sites where they are working with other clinicians, mental health counselors. So there's a wide array,
yes,
of potential internships that they could seek out.
I see. Okay, so, and that's who you're representing here. What types of companies that are here today would fall under to those categories where you might have, would it be, I saw the Peace Corps. I'm not sure that would be something for behavioral sciences, but the YMCA is here, and I know that there are different training programs too. So it's, have you seen with the students here that they really take advantage of this career fair and they're really trying to show up for it? Because that is one thing that I would imagine that you're all trying to do is, one thing is to hold it, another thing is to get them to come and really participate. Is it something that they have to do as part of their curriculum, or they're just encouraged to come today?
They don't have to. They're encouraged. So I promoted it in my classes, and the reaction that I got was extreme excitement. For some students, it was news to them that this was happening. For others, they got the emails, and I actually saw some of my students here, which was really great.
Yes.
They're taking advantage of this opportunity to see what potential internships that they can apply to, what the job market is like for them.
Absolutely. Now, are all of them eligible for this grant, or is it just for one student that's chosen, or many students?
Many students. So the grant is available for any Mercy College student seeking an internship. And we're promoting it in part of Internship for Credit for the School of Social and Behavioral Sciences.
Right.
We want our students to apply for the grant, so we have many students in our school who are receiving the grant.
Yes, that's incredible. What an incredible incentive for them. And then not to mention they're also getting credit, too, if mm-hmm. they do it. So very exciting stuff here today. And it's really exciting to see young people really eager and doing their part to show up for their futures today. It's exciting. Thank you so much, Julia Zavala, Assistant Professor in the Psychology Department here at Mercy College.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes,
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And once again, we're here for the 2019 Career Fair. It's the Spring Career Fair here at Mercy College. We're in the Rotunda, beautiful Mercy College, overlooking the Hudson River in the heart of Westchester County. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Mercy College, the 2019 Spring Career Fair here. And we are being produced by Shark Creative. We're also being brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, today is... it's a career fair, but it's about the students at Mercy College who are being given an opportunity today to connect with prospective employers or people that they want to get an internship with. And I'm really excited to have our very first student sit down in the hot seat today. His name is Marcus Fleming. Hi, Marcus. Thank you so much.
How you doing? Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, you're so welcome. So tell us what your major here is at Mercy.
I'm a sports management major.
Sports management.
Yes, ma'am.
Sports management. Okay, so let me guess. You want to maybe manage a team or
preferably basketball.
I was gonna say something because when you walked by you were quite tall and I say you know people automatically go basketball.
Definitely get that all the time.
Are you on the team here at Mercy?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
But you play?
Yes, all the time.
You do. Are you on any kind of like community teams or?
I usually do summer league and tournaments during the summertime.
Okay.
But I'm always playing basketball.
So you're not looking to play professional basketball, you're looking to be a sports management professional.
Well, sports management is kind of my fallback, but I do want to play overseas.
Talk directly. There we go. Louder. There we go.
Yeah, overseas.
Can you turn him up just a little bit? Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, play overseas if I have the opportunity, so I'm continuously working on that.
Okay. So, have you ever thought of maybe also, would you like to be on the microphone at, like, play-by-play or anything like that?
I never thought about it, but it seems kind of fun to me, so why
not?
Yeah,
see, it's kind of like this, only you'd have TV cameras on you or whatever.
That's fine.
So have you given your resume to anybody? What, first of all, what year are you?
I'm a third year.
Third year, so you are probably looking for eventually a good job.
A full-time job, definitely.
Where would you like to work? Where does it feel like you would like to get an internship or a job after graduating?
Well, now I'm thinking about it, maybe ESPN.
ESPN.
ESPN, TNT.
Right. Well, they're not, you know what, here being so close to New York City and also Bristol, Connecticut is where ESPN is. And so you're perfectly located for that. Where are you from originally?
I'm from the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
Yeah, but I live in Mount Vernon right now.
At Mount Vernon. So that, yeah, easily done. But yeah, so, well, you know what, we have lots of connections in the media business. Maybe we can give you some suggestions
definitely,
or something.
Definitely.
How are your grades?
My grades is pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good this semester.
Good for you. What's your grade point average?
I think I'm at a 3.4.
That's awesome. That's like cum laude.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, very good. Marcus Fleming, we wish you all the best.
Appreciate that.
You were so smart to come and show up today for this. I heard it was not mandatory for students, but it sure does make a difference.
Most
if they do, yes. So thank you so much. I wish you all the best of luck. I hope to see you on TV someday or see your name as being like the head of some team. Fantastic. Thanks for reaching out. Yeah, and being on with us today. It's great being here at the Career Fair, seeing young people whose futures are going to take a whole different course as a result of possibly coming here today and meeting some prospective future employers and internship leaders. It's really exciting stuff for the 2019 Career Fair here at Mercy College in the Rotunda. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the 2019 Spring Career Fair here at Mercy College. Wonderful to be here. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, my guest right now is Lloyd Gibson. He happens to be the Dean of School of Business here at Mercy College. Welcome. Thanks so much for being here, Lloyd.
Laura, thank you for having me.
So the School of Business, that must be, especially on a day like today with a career fair, you must be very, very excited. This looks really, really successful today.
Oh, there's a great deal of energy here, so it's really exciting. And what's really exciting is seeing the students and how well prepared they are for the possibilities of meeting employers.
I'm really seeing that also. Yes, we have a great bird's eye view here of all the different booths, the different companies that are set up, but we get to see the young people as they approach the table. And so many of them, you can tell they've really taken the time. They've put on their good clothes. They've got their resumes. They're reaching their hands out for a handshake. They're obviously learning a lot here at Mercy College in terms of what it means to show up and, you know, really try to take steps towards your future. So how is the School of Business connected with the Career Fair today?
Oh, well, we do our job preparing our students and helping bring in employers as part of the event. But we're really all about, here at Mercy, at School of Business, we're all about trying to prepare our students for careers. So we're teaching them not only the academic part, but the practical part. And
yes,
if you look at myself and all of our faculty, basically, all have extensive business experience. So the things they need to know, whether it's the handshake, how to address people, these are all things that we are very familiar with, and we try to help prepare them for it.
What I like about this career fair, I'm noticing there's a real array of various opportunities. Everything from DeChico's, a family-run business here in Westchester, to something as large as Chase Bank and some pharmaceutical companies. Even the Peace Corps is here. Like, really, you've got a great representation of a lot of different sectors, because business is not just corporate. Business can be everything, basically.
Oh, that's true. And what I've told all the students I've talked with today is that stop by every table and meet everyone. Don't think that, oh, I'm not going to work at this place. You may meet someone there who can refer you to somebody else. Or I was at the one healthcare table, and they said, you know, we're also looking for people in accounting and finance. And many people were walking by the table thinking, oh, they're looking for nurses only.
Oh, exactly.
So I tell people to be aware of that because there are great opportunities to network here.
It's so true because one thing leads to another oftentimes. I was hearing that DeChico's, now that's a food market, wonderful, fine food market in Westchester, but they were looking for people for their marketing department. So again, you're right. You have to think outside of the box and not just go on face value about what these companies are. You have to think that maybe there's a place for you within it. I just think it's incredible what Mercy has done in terms of giving these grants to the students for internships, and also they get college credit. I mean, there's really a huge support system here at Mercy, it seems. They really do care for the student holistically, and it's nice to see.
Oh, it's wonderful here, and one of the reasons I'm excited to be part of that, because we have people as professional advisors and mentors working with the students. We have people in career services helping them, and the professors and the school of business also works with our students on top of that. So when you combine all of our efforts together, I think it really makes a difference.
It seems like an incredibly tight-knit group here, all with really the one main focus, which are the students and their lives and what they get out of their college years here. Well, thank you so much, Lloyd Benson, Gibson, sorry about that, of the business school. I put my words together there, the dean, and congratulations. Big success today.
No, thank you very much, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. Once again, we're at the 2019 Spring Career Fair at Mercy College. And there's still a little bit time left, and there's some students, and we're going to be talking with some more great people that are affiliated with it and even some prospective students as well. Here at Mercy College, I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Mercy College, the 2019 Spring Career Fair. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Good to be here today at this incredible career fair that where we have just seen many, many students come in and out and basically put themselves in front of prospective employers, prospective places where they might be able to have internships. It's such a great opportunity for these students. We live in the most robust community, I think, on the planet for being able to find a job. We have everything from Fortune 500 here in Westchester to mom and pop shops, small businesses. Really, we're just so lucky. We have a plethora of places for students to get their first start out in life with. Well, speaking of students, I have one with me right now. His name is Samuel Baden, and he is a major in criminal justice and computer science.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just a freshman. I thought you were one of the directors here or something. You've got this beautiful suit on.
Thanks,
you look like a million bucks.
Oh, thank you.
So you're a freshman. You just started here at Mercy.
Yes, last year, and it's pretty amazing. It's pretty cool. Like, there's a lot of diversity.
Yes.
And it's really actually the best school, I think, from my point of view, to be in when it comes to looking for jobs and internship.
Yes.
after graduate, and then after being like a freshman, and then you want to like explore your ideas, and then in the fields that you actually think you can make it up. Yep. Actually, it's very good. It's very amazing.
It really is.
It is amazing.
Now, that's incredible. Criminal justice and computer science, yep. Those are both incredibly, you need a lot of focus, for one of them, but you're doing them both together. What is your ultimate goal, do you think? What do you see yourself doing?
Actually, for computer science, we try to look into corporate homeland security for cybersecurity. And then for criminal justice, it's actually a backup plan in case computer science doesn't work out. So I have a backup plan for criminal justice. So that's basically my goal is.
That's just incredible. Yeah. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Long Island.
Yes.
And then nationality, I'm from West Africa.
West Africa.
Yes.
Were you raised in America?
I was raised in West Africa.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. When did you come to the United States?
I came here on December 4th, 2015.
Oh, so you've only been here a few years.
Yes. Yeah.
Were you in high school for a little bit while you
were
here?
Yes, I was, yeah.
So you truly are a real freshman. This is incredible. So do you commute from Long Island to the school, or do you live here on campus?
I live here on campus, yeah.
That's exciting. It's such a beautiful campus.
Yeah, it is.
Overlooking the Hudson River. Mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself as I was driving in here, wow, this would have been an amazing place to go to college.
Yeah, this is like a beautiful view out here. Yeah. Very beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you involved in any other extracurricular activities?
Not yet. I'm still looking for internship, but I'm a student worker for the career professionals, and I help set up this place, which makes it more appealing and beautiful. Also, I'm still looking for internship, but as a freshman, it's kind of a little bit hard because, getting to your sophomore and junior year is where there's like a lot of experience in, so people get to hire you quickly. But I'm still looking up to internships.
But you know what? Like I said, I thought you were already graduated from college and a professional here working at the university and at the college, and yet so you might be ready for an internship. You never know. I'm sure there's a lot of people who could use somebody who is just eager to learn and so intelligent. But you helped kind of coordinate what I'm seeing here today, which is really beautiful, the way everything is set up, all the different tables and everything. Have you seen any particular company here that sort of pulled at you that made you feel like, gosh, I think I'd like to maybe connect with them?
Yes, I went to the police corrections officers, and then I was trying to look for internships that I can actually get involved in, like a ride-along or the court system, how to understand the court system.
Yes.
And also I went to Homeland Security. I actually interacted with one of the officers there, and then it's really cool. It's really amazing. They have a lot of opportunities that I actually didn't know about that as a freshman I can get myself involved in. So it's pretty amazing.
Incredible.
Very incredible.
I mean, even with cybersecurity, Chase Bank is here. I'm sure that there are just so many places. Mm-hmm. And I look at the Navy. Yeah. There you go. That's the Homeland Security. Well, listen, I think this is just a very exciting thing. And it just, you are really what it's all about. Yeah. You've got a great, bright future ahead
Thank
of you.
You.
I can
Thank
tell you.
You
that already.
Thanks.
Just speaking with you briefly here today, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yes, stay in touch. And thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you for having me here.
Yes.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Wonderful. Wow. Samuel Baden, student here, majoring in criminal justice and computer science. If I was a business person today at one of these companies, I would hire him on the spot. I'm Laura Smith at the 2019 Spring Career Fair at Mercy College. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live from Mercy College, the 2019 Career Fair for Spring, and we're being produced by Shark Creative. We're also being brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, this career fair has been absolutely gangbusters, absolutely successful. It's been rocking and rolling for almost 2 hours here. Students and professionals, owners of companies and recruiters are all here
plus faculty from the college itself. What a fantastic way for these young students to be able to potentially get into a new company, get an internship. That's what it's all about. I'm excited to be talking with Derek Napolitano. He's a student here at Mercy College. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So your major is?
Finance.
Okay. And what year are you?
I'll be graduating in May.
Wow.
And for the last 3 months, I've been working at IBM.
And already? As an intern or as an employee?
So it's a co-op, so it's basically an internship. It's full-time for 6 months, and I was...
Full-time for 6 months, but you're still getting credits.
Well, I take online classes.
Okay.
It's been a tough semester.
Wow.
Just packed with work, but it's all very rewarding in the end just because of the opportunity I've been given and, you know, the way I'm using it. It's made myself proud, and I've been able to actually come back to this career fair and talk to some prospective Mercy students.
Oh, great.
It's a great feeling to be on the other side of the table, but what feels better is just meeting the younger kids that some of them I have met, some of them I haven't met. And real quick, I just want to give a shout out to the Mercy College Business Honors Program.
Okay.
If it weren't for them, or if it weren't for the people who started it and really dove into our lives as students and our lives as determined professionals, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So I'm glad I came to Mercy. I'm glad I made the connections I did. And there's a lot of extremely bright young kids that I got to talk to today, and a lot of them that are going to be, you know, working for IBM and great companies in the future.
That's so exciting. So, Derek, are you going to continue with IBM, or is it just for this moment in time as you finish up this sort of work co-op, work study co-op?
If my boss is listening to this, I absolutely would love to stay at IBM. That's up to them. In the end, you know, I've been given other fantastic opportunities and worked my way up to this, and I couldn't be more happy where I am right now.
That's really exciting. Are you originally from Westchester?
I'm from Long Island.
From Long Island.
So it's not that different.
Not so different. Did you live on campus here?
I lived here for a year and a half on campus. I studied abroad in Australia at the end of sophomore year, and then moved off campus.
And
Dobbs Ferry itself is a great town.
Oh, amazing. What a backdrop for a university overlooking the Hudson River and the Palisades. Doesn't get much prettier than that. That is so exciting. You have really, I would say, it's not easy being a college student, getting out there and having to figure out your life. And for some, it's a little more, it's a little less clear. But you yourself have, it seems like you've taken every single opportunity to really maximize your experience here, to let it translate immediately, in fact, already, into a work situation. So congratulations. That's
Thank
huge.
You. Thank you. I don't think that's unlike, I would say, most Mercy students, if not all.
Really?
You could see the turnout that we got today. It's great. It goes on and on for hours and just doesn't stop. Everybody is extremely determined to get into a great company. And, you know, Mercy, the business program I can attest to, but I'm sure the other programs as well are just really great and really invested in getting these students to where they want to be.
That is the perfect word, because I've been speaking with some of the faculty, and also I actually met the dean of your business school, Lloyd Gibson, and the people, the faculty here and the people who work at Mercy College, invested is the word I would say. They truly care about the whole student, and it's really wonderful to see. Because I don't think every place is like that. In some places, just on the fact that they're ginormous schools, it's hard to get that kind of attention, perhaps. And, you know, but here at Mercy, it looks like you guys are truly being groomed for greatness, and it must be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, you know what's great is that Mercy College has a lot of local students, and there are kids that come from around the country to come here.
Yes.
I know a few specifically in the business program, but we get a lot of homegrown talent coming into Mercy and looking for jobs in New York City and Westchester and basically just the tri-state area. You know, Lloyd, I actually met recently. He's the new dean of the business program, and he seems extremely, once again, invested and determined to provide us with what we want and what we came here for, which is that great career.
Absolutely. Derek Napolitano, you have an amazing future. It's so bright.
We need to wear shades. That's what we used to say back in the 70s and 80s.
I don't know about
that, your future is.
I really appreciate it.
No, you are really a great example about what this is all about today at Mercy College. The career fair for 2019, really grooming students to be ready to take on their lives in the world and their career paths. It's exciting stuff, and Derek is a perfect example. I'm Laura Smith at Mercy College for the 2019 Career Fair, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Outside your window, what would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Rotunda, which is this beautiful building right in the center of campus of Mercy College for the 2019 Career Fair. And it's really been an exciting, exciting afternoon here. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, we've talked to a lot of different people today. Prospective employers, deans of business schools, and people here affiliated with the career fair. But this will be my first officer, my officer who is a correction officer of New York City's Department of Correction, Officer Hall. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so impressed. This whole uniform you wear is just impressive. I work a lot in New York City, and I'm always so grateful for everything that anybody in the departments do there. Thank you so much for your service and
your
work.
Thank you.
Yes. So today you're here, though. However, this is a career fair. Are you looking to recruit potential people to the Department of Corrections?
Yes. So we are actually recruiting for uniform as well as non-uniform positions.
I see.
One of our positions that we are actively and aggressively recruiting for is the investigator position.
Oh, how exciting. Investigator.
Yes. It's not as exciting as TV. It's not law and order, but it is law enforcement work.
Okay.
Our investigators, they do investigate allegations. They have to speak to inmates as well as civilians and officers and put together a picture of, you know, what was alleged and decide what has been found true or false.
Interesting. So what kind of a student, what type of major would lead itself towards that type of direction or that type of job?
So the type of major that we particularly like to look at are majors of actuarial skills, finance, economics. It seems a little off kilter, but actually people who have those sort of skills, mm-hmm. they pay very close attention to details.
I see.
And they can make a very concise package because they're used to working with very little.
Yes, interesting. Well, I just literally 5 minutes ago interviewed a young man. He's a freshman here, but he is he's majoring both computer science and criminal justice. And his name is Samuel, and I'll point him out to you.
So Samuel seems like he might be going into cybersecurity.
Oh, perhaps. But he seemed like what an incredible young man. And I said, anybody who gets you is going to be very lucky to have you. So you're sitting here and you're really getting to look at students, prospective people for these opportunities. Can you kind of get a feeling? Do you have great instincts, I would imagine, with your line of work of really kind of being able to kind of just see from the person and how they interact, whether or not they would be good for a position with you?
Well, We do like to do more than just the initial look, which is why we have investigators who do background checks.
Yes.
But we do get a feel for people right away. Mm-hmm. As a correction officer, we deal with many personalities throughout the day.
I bet.
Hundreds. Mm-hmm. So we do get to learn different kinds of personalities very quickly.
Yes. What did you go to school for?
I did. I went to the University at Buffalo for my undergraduate degree. Mm-hmm. At the time, I intended to become an English teacher.
Really?
And then I went to the NYIT, actually, in Manhattan, and I got my master's degree in project management there.
And then you ended up here.
Yes.
That's quite an interesting story. Isn't it funny where life leads us sometimes?
Well, your destination finds you.
That's a really great point. Your destination finds you if you take the steps and show
yes.
up, right? Which
Absolutely.
Is what the students were doing today. So, and hopefully it happens whereby the person showing up and the person who needs the filling, it all kind of works out in a grand way. Well, thank you so much. Again, once again, thank you for all you do. And we appreciate you being here today with
thank
us,
you
Officer
so much.
Hall. Okay, once again, Correction Officer of New York City Department of Corrections, Officer Hall. And it's just been a fantastic day here at the Career Fair 2019, the Spring Career Fair at Mercy College. It's wrapping up right now, but it has been really a true success. You can see it on everyone's face here. We also want to thank Edible Arrangements of Eastchester for providing this beautiful fruit basket that has been adorning our table for the entire afternoon, and beautiful florals from Joseph Richard Florals as well. And we want to thank Mercy College. What an incredible place to get an education and truly be ready to go out into the world. I'm Laura Smith. And this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark, Shark Creative. Get sold.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.